Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight. And welcome, everybody. You know, we've heard the term so many times, self-advocacy. And it's good to advocate for yourself. It shows that you want to be independent and all that, and that you stand up for your rights. But the real power is not there, because the enforcement of those rights doesn't exist in so many different categories. And also, what I want to talk about tonight, what we want to talk about tonight, is how can you self-advocate when you don't have the resources? It makes it very, very difficult. You know, that you don't have the money to do it. Because look at the difference. If you had some funding, you know, you could get flyers made up, posters, maybe put an ad in the local newspaper, maybe buy some time on the local radio station. There's so many things you could do. And the agencies, to my knowledge, do not provide funding for someone who wants to be a self-advocate. I mean, if they don't want to be identified with it, you just leave their name out of it. But there's no provision that I know of through an agency to assist someone who wants to be a self-advocate. And there's a lot of situations where people need help. You know, we talk about them all the time here on the show. A friend of mine, and a woman that we were trying to help in Massachusetts, Marlene, she hasn't been on the program for a while, and I got to check up on her, see if she's all right. But she told me about someone who's disabled who lives in a nursing home. And she's an advocate to help people who need things, you know, in the nursing home. But she's not really an advocate to get people out of the nursing home. Doesn't have any real resources behind her. And when last I heard about her. Of course, things change, and you would hope they change for the better. So if you're going to be a self-advocate, that's great. You know, we admire that. We encourage that. You know? But it's always better to have an organization behind you, to have people behind you, to maybe have a radio program behind you or a podcast. Doesn't hurt staying ready to help people who are disabled who want to advocate for themselves. I don't know of any other agencies that do that, you know, that would commit to helping a person. Let's say, let's take an example. A person denied a guide dog, blind person. You know, where do you go for help? Who's going to advocate for you? You know, I don't know of any agency that would stand up and help an individual who's been denied a guide dog, except Inner Sight. I mean, we would. So self-advocacy is very important, but without money behind it, you can't do much. And when we come back, I want to talk about where that money should come from. All right, Inner Sight, live around the world, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And once again, I want to thank them for the food, and Joanne Diamond, the great Akita lady over there in Toms River, New Jersey. Really appreciate her and the whole organization over there. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. You want to call them, rescue and help in Akita. All right, around the world we tell it to the people. All the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others, will always remind people about their spirits. All right, and go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and we practice it as much as we can. Let's see, you need dog food, cat food, call Gary. Nobody Starves on Long Island. It's the name of the organization. 631-484-3085, if you want to dial them up and see about that dog food, cat food. And when he's able to, he can provide some medical for your animal. So keep that number handy, 484-3085-631. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And my friend at the my friends at the Long Island Connection, good people over there trying to make a difference. Go on their website, their Facebook, and they do a lot of cool things. I don't know what their latest project is, but I'm sure you could find it listed on the Facebook. And yeah, I promised to get a number, and I'm still working on that. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, some of our friends from the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and the SuttonInsurancePeople.com. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, where the late Joe Arion used to frequent. And we greatly appreciate their friendship. Inner Sight around the world, 103,600. And I don't know what the other number is, but we'll get it. Try to get an updated count before we go up the air. Let's see. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. That ADA has to really be strengthened. It should be powerful. It should stand for, it should set an example for the disabled. The way it is now, it's like nothing. It has no power, no teeth, no grit. Got to be strengthened. And there's got to be money behind it. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. Our phone number on the Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. Our email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. No pictures. and we get it on the phone through the voice. And talking tonight about self-advocacy, not an easy thing to do, especially when you don't have any resources. I mean, you can talk to people, you can argue with them, you can present your side of the story, you know, and but really, with nothing behind you, no funding, no real organization that you can turn to, who's going to say to you, look, we believe you're right. If you can't get what you want, we'll start a campaign. We'll try to get you a lawyer or a court order or whatever. You know, the agencies don't do that. And you can find, sometimes you can find a lawyer, yes. But then it turns out to be a non-self-advocate situation. Now you're not doing it on your own anymore. But to do it on your own, okay, you really need resources. Now, where should that money come from? Well, we believe the agencies should raise part of it, and the government should match it. Because any situation, just about any situation that we get into, that we face, is there because we're not equal, and because the government hasn't made us equal like it does everybody else. I mean, think about it. Look at the people in the nursing home. There was a note on CNBC today. I didn't get the whole story, but the Attorney General in New York State did an investigation, and it said something about 50% of people die in the nursing homes. We'll have to get some more details on that, but I did catch that much. Something about 50% upon an investigation. Well, you know, all these things, we can figure them out on our own because we deal with it. We talk with the people. We go into the nursing homes many a times. We know how horrible they are and how at risk people are because of the way these things are set up. So, person in a nursing home who wants to be a self-advocate, not easy. You know, where do you go for help? Where do you, you want to do it yourself, right? But that doesn't mean that an agency shouldn't be behind you and say, hey, you know, we'll provide some resources, but you're on your own with this. You know, you're a self-advocate. But I've never heard of any agencies doing that. I've tried to get them to do it over the years, and they wouldn't. And I'm sure other people have tried. And it's a very rough road when you're out there and you're on your own and you're trying to straighten out a situation. Now, by the way, the number here is 213-816-1650 if you want to try to call in, if you want to give your opinion on self-advocacy or talk about it. We welcome phone calls. We try to get the phones active in a little bit right here live on Inner Sight. And many of us have been self-advocates. I was a self-advocate without even realizing it years ago. You know, when I was rejected because of my guide dog. And you had to stand up to these people. You know, the schools that train the dog, they don't do enough to advocate for people and to change things. They could be doing a lot more in the way of advocacy and even support people who are self-advocates. Years ago when I was a member of the, they called it Guide Dog Users, part of the American Council for the Blind, we used to talk about the schools and we tried to draw up a list of 10 items. But there was really no power behind it, nothing behind it. And I can't recall one time when the school said, hey, we're going to help you with this. You know? We'd get together and people would have grievances against the schools. But we really couldn't protect them because there's no law, no licensing. So nothing was ever really accomplished with that group that I'm aware of. I mean, maybe they helped to pass a law, but they certainly didn't help to license the schools. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and don't forget television. We were on tonight at on the Altice. That's Long Island the cable. They changed the name. 7:30 the show was on. So just before we come on the air, you can watch Inner Sight. And we apologize for all the reruns, but they haven't opened up the studio yet. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And that show goes on at 11 o'clock at night, Wednesday. You want to check us out. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight, we got the funnies, the crazies. Yeah, Louie will be here. Now, let's see. There's about 5 different vaccines. We're going to do a skit on that tomorrow night. You know? Mine is better than yours. That'll be the idea behind the skit, I suppose. Mine is better than yours. All right. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, I'll have the disabled-friendly philosopher, a little Laura and Hardy and all that crazy stuff. And Louis should be here. So you want to start the weekend off right? Come on in with Inner Sight and have some fun and some crazy stuff where you can act stupid and feel good about it. Yes, self-advocacy. Very important, and needs to be built up more. You know, agencies should have a fund for self-advocacy. They should establish a fund and reach out to people who are advocating for themselves and offer some help. You know, it could be just some money for transportation or some advertising in a small paper or what have you, or maybe a sign. People know a situation. Could be, you know, any number of cool things that would help. And, you know, people could use that and benefit and have an easier job as a self-advocate. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And we're awaiting the arrival of our engineer and co-host. I remember a while back when I was when I self-advocated for getting guide dogs into Hawaii, and it really turned into a big thing, and I got on the radio and all that, and the next thing I knew, Congressman Ackerman got involved, and then the thing really took off. So sometimes self-advocacy can turn into a big, big, booming help for millions of people, like it did in the thing with Hawaii. That's why it's good to be a self-advocate. You know, you don't have to wait for anybody to help you. You know, they say, what's the saying? You want something done right? Do it yourself. Well, I believe in that. But I also believe that these agencies and the government should help more. And the way we figure it out, the government wouldn't have to spend any more money. They could mandate the agencies to raise money, and then they could just put up the other half. So that would save a lot of funding. All right. If you want to make a comment on the show, and we don't have the phones open yet. I don't know what's going on with the phones. You can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and just leave a comment, and we will retrieve it and play and paraphrase it, or let people know. On your name, use just specify that when you're calling. Inner Sight. If anybody would like to be on the show, well, let us know. We welcome guests. You can phone in or you can send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. I'm sorry, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Around the world, Inner Sight. And I hope you heard the, now there's a piece of self-advocacy. The letter we sent to President Biden was four different issues in there that we commented on. Nursing homes, the guide dog schools, jobs, and enforcement on accessibility. The President of the United States really needs to act and do something about these things. Because all these little band-aids that are being put on don't mean anything. It's never going to change that way. You know, you may make a little progress, but then next week something else pops up, and you take 100 steps back or what have you. But we really need some power behind equality for those of us who are disabled. Not that we should be given everything or that we're special or no, none of that stuff. The same way the able-bodied person is treated, that's the way we should be treated, and that's what we should have. The same availability that everybody else has. It's so simple. It's common sense. And yet it's so hard to get. As one great advocate told me, my buddy Anthony Lupo, the way he put it, close and yet so far out of our reach. And he's right. Because we don't have the power. We haven't been given the power like other people have. We've been left out. I mean, it's so obvious to struggle, and people have to be put in nursing homes, denied help, denied service dogs without a law, denied a job because you can't access the materials or whatever to do the job. It's got to change. If this country is, if this country is going to grow and set an example for other countries, then this system, the way the disabled people are treated, has to change. Otherwise, this country is always going to be backward. It really is, when you think about it. All right. Hello. Yeah. You're here.
Yeah. No, I had a little problem with my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh. All right. Well,
sorry about that.
Do the Able News.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue.
Yes. Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years. All the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled community the input of the disabled community is awesome. Anyway, they boast two marriages from their personals page, and also they have a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of great vendors that they have as well. If you go to their ablenews.com and you could get a free subscription there. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, and I got to tell you, one of the most impressive things that I've discovered today and in performing today on the New York City subway is that people were very glad about the letter
we
wrote President Biden.
Good.
You know, because it really shows that we are determined to change these things, you know.
Right.
Now, if we tried to get all the other agencies to join us in that letter,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you they'd make one excuse after another. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, we can't say that the schools are not licensed. We can't, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't put their name on that letter because they get money from the state. But people admire the courage of InnerSight.
Yeah, I would say that.
And, you know, we appreciate that. All right. Mm-hmm. By the way, well, how's that letter doing? Did we get it up on Twitter?
Yeah. We got it up on Twitter once. I want to keep doing it throughout. I haven't done it more than once. So I'm going to probably do that more than once a couple times a week. I'm sorry?
Now, how about the Washington Post?
I didn't get it up there. I couldn't find a good, like, you know how I went to the other pages and I just posted it up? I couldn't find the contact at the Post because they just have a lot of, you know, like, you know how, like, we have a good contact at, you know, at AP, you know, Harrington?
Don't they have, like, a letter to the editor of the Washington Post?
Oh, I didn't see it, but maybe there is.
I should have.
You know,
anyway,
yeah.
You could send it to our friend at the AP. Send it right to his email.
Yeah, I am.
And
I didn't see that there yet.
Check the Washington.
With, Social Security.
You know, the Washington Post. Even you know, you can do call them. Call them and ask them. What's the best way to send a letter to you?
Like to the editor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, an
and they'll give you they'll give you an address.
Yeah, I think they would.
Oh, they probably get thousands of letters every day.
Well, they might give me an online way. Sometimes they're doing that lately. They don't give you like a, you know, a snail mail. They say, "Oh, do you want it right away to post?" And then I'll just do it online because I've already written.
Yeah, they'll tell you how to send it. That's the best way. Just call them and see if you can get through.
Yeah, I will.
All right, InnerSight self-advocacy. As far as I know, there's no money to help it.
No, there isn't.
Not I don't know of
a dime. No.
Anybody out there know of any money that would help someone who's disabled who wants to be a self-advocate? Let us know.
Yeah.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
Yeah.
All right, we have any callers?
Yes, we do. We have Maureen.
Oh, we have our regular caller.
Yeah.
Maureen from Queens.
Yeah, let me look at the screen. Okay, hold on.
On InnerSight.
Okay. And guess who else just popped in, too? Louie after Maureen. And Maureen's on the phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You can address me as the nursing home advocate because I am my mom's advocate in the nursing home. So, okay.
All right.
Okay. Yes. You were asking before, Frank. Yes, the Attorney General, Letitia James, put out a 76-page report today because it wasn't reported correctly, the deaths from the COVID with our dear governor friend. It actually was 50% more than what they had said. So, like, they were saying 8,000 people died. It was actually 16,000 because they weren't counting the residents that were sent to the hospital from the nursing homes that died. So
wow.
That's,
is this guy a Republican or Democrat?
Who? Letitia James?
Yeah.
It's a lady. It's the Attorney General, and he actually gave her that job. I'm sorry?
Yeah, he did.
He actually, Cuomo actually gave Letitia James. I don't know what she is, which she is, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure.
She's
maybe a Democrat, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, she might be a Democrat. You know why, Frank? She's appointed. That position's appointed.
Yeah, so she probably is a Democrat.
Yeah. Mm.
But
so
it sounds like she showed
Democrat.
Up the governor.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, exactly.
That took
well,
well,
they've
been
not too happy with her right now.
Who probably
cares?
What? I'm sorry. First,
you have
again?
You have to step up when things are what you need to, you know, uphold the law. You have to uphold the law, you know, no matter what. Even if it's your boy.
Exactly.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
I still
think Cuomo should resign.
Well, there should be he should be held accountable. They want that Zucker who was always on every day with him, that guy Zucker, the doctor. They want him to resign, but they both should resign. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you see, now, there's a piece of information. You know, I mean, how do you make a mistake like that? You know,
that was no mistake.
He had to know.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, that
he
was no mistake.
It,
that was intentional. That was intentional.
Of course,
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mistake there.
No, absolutely
that's what I'm
not.
Saying.
That wasn't a mistake.
He had to know it.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
He undoubtedly.
How would it look if
you know? Who knows? Had a dispute with her behind the scenes, and this is the result.
Well, his own Democratic people have been wanting him to put out a result, you know, from that March 25th, what is it called, mandate that he put out, which he's taken down, of course, off his website, hasn't been on for months, you know. That was his doing, and they wanted him to, you know, send in reports before.
And I can't find that page. Somebody put on Twitter, does this look familiar, Governor Cuomo? And Twitter must have taken it down because I can't find that thing that showed his actual post.
I know there are people who have it.
That posted them. Yeah. That was what he wrote. It was actually the thing that he wrote to the nursing homes. I wish I had it. And I, you know, I was getting ready to print it, you know, and I can't. I couldn't because it was taken down as soon as it was put up. Somebody must have called in from his office saying
people know
it down.
He
it's
did
not
it.
True or whatever. You know, Twitter will believe a politician's office more than they would believe, you know, a person, you know.
Well, I know there
well maybe this woman has had it in her mind to run for governor. I don't know.
Well, that's what somebody said tonight. Maybe she really wants to, but people know that what he did. He knows what he did.
He knows what he did.
They sent the positive ones back. He had the ship that President Trump gave him. He had the Javits Center. He had the tennis out here in Flushing. He had the place in Central Park, the hospital that was put up. He had so many other hospitals. There was one in Brooklyn, and he didn't put the patients in there. He chose
a
to put them in.
A few months ago, when I spoke with Senator Boyle, who's the senior senator in New York State, he had mentioned that there are some people who were looking into impeaching the governor. She might be one of them.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can impeach a governor. You can't impeach a governor. But what they do, I'm sorry, Susan.
You can. I looked it up, but I think there was something that they didn't have enough evidence to be able to impeach him. But something.
Yeah, it's called a recall.
Not, you can't impeach. Right, or something like that. You can't do it. But for some reason, I know you can impeach a governor. It said it on when I was looking it up for New York, you know? So
I don't know
exactly what the circumstance. I don't know. I don't know the exact circumstances.
Well, I heard you can't do that. But what you can, like in California, they have a thing called a recall. In fact, people are trying to get that governor out there recalled. And, you know, I don't know how many signatures they already have,
tomorrow.
But New York doesn't have the recall either. So
yeah, you're going to recall them like a bad car.
Right. But we can't do that here either because we don't have the recall, you know? So so we're kind of, you know, between a rock and a hard place,
you know? I wonder what the people who stood by him are going to think when they actually now realize that he is such a good character. And I know who I'm talking about. Things are coming around my way today. Even though one thing didn't, it opened up the door for something else. So I'm kind of happy today, actually, believe it or not. Even though my income might be a little affected, I'm thinking about other things to help me out. So I'm not going to mention all of it right now, but I have to wait until things happen. Until I mention things like that, you know.
Also, we may be able to use this information to push through emergency release of people.
Right.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. Right, because if you're not being told the right information by your governor, you know.
Oh my God, I would be so happy. If my mom was directly across the street from me in an apartment, I have an apartment complex that's literally directly across the street from me, Frank. And then they would give me enough money to have her in there, and that's it.
Are there any vacant apartments over there?
I'm going to ask. I should.
Well, you got to find out.
Yeah.
Find out, because if you find one,
I will.
That's even better.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them around me. Frank, if it's not directly across the street, there's a whole bunch of apartments.
Well, find one. Find if there's one available.
I am. I will.
That's
Remember
what you
got to
do. Then we it's a step closer.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got my poor mom. She sounded really good today. She did sound good, and she did good with the phone. Yesterday she was tired sounding. But, you know, she just says, when am I coming? Can I come? It's just horrifying. And to, you know, to think what goes on, you know, it's just so much politics and garbage. And they don't care. They don't care who they hurt, who they kill, you know. And
it's
disgusting, you know.
You know, you realize now that you now have, you know, an issue that you've never encountered before with this pandemic, and you realize your friends and your enemies at this point. You really do. It's so sad.
It
really is.
Yeah, and some of our vaccines are going to be sent to other countries before they're given to our people. There was, you have to get, I think it was in the New York Post today, an article by Betsy McCoy. I think it might have been today. They had it on the radio. I think it was in there that, you know, it's been signed that some of our vaccines are going to other countries before they come here. So we won't have the...
Well, that's one way to get rid of
immunity.
It.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what
you said. It's one way to get rid of the vaccine. One way to get rid of the vaccine.
No. But if they really want people to get it, why are we sending it to other countries instead of giving it to our people first? You know?
Well, they're probably making money on it.
Yeah.
I tell you, the whole thing,
no,
the
I
whole
got
thing
an
is
idea.
Money.
They're
and
probably
everything.
Making money on selling the vaccine so then they can make more vaccine. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. You know, everything is so... There's no word
money.
To describe it. It's disgusting.
It's all
yeah,
money.
Is
that's all it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's all
money.
And I told everybody, health care is money. Nobody believed me years ago. And now when I, not you guys, you guys believe me 100%. And everybody, when I told my own family, all right, not my husband. My husband believes me, you know. But when I told, like, you know, my extended family, everything's no, it is, it's all about money. They stuck by the doctors like glue. Yeah, it's all money. Now they're really believing me now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like I should have Yeah, it is. It's all money. It's all money.
Don't you think
I've been through the ringer with the doctors.
Don't you think
that's why our solution is a good one. The agencies
mm-hmm.
raise half the money, and the government puts up the other half for the medical. That's
mm-hmm.
the best way to
don't,
do it. You put it into a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't you think
then
that's
you can
why
run your
they
own
haven't
medical.
Found? Yeah. Wait. Don't you think that's why they haven't found cures for so many of these diseases that have been around for so many years? Because there's so much money in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
Right. They have
a lot of money in all
I
these
really
diseases.
Feel it. I tell you, they have the cures, but yet they keep everybody right on the verge of not finding them. But they have them. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of money in all these diseases. I hate to say it, but there really is, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they find, they want to find a cure for cancer, but they really don't want to. They want to find a cure for Alzheimer's, but they really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody really get what I'm talking about? They want the notoriety of finding the cure, but they really
mm-hmm.
don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. Because
right.
otherwise, you know what happens? Their money goes away. They won't make money anymore.
That's right.
That's it in
mm-hmm.
a nutshell.
Exactly. Yep.
Well,
exactly.
How about the cures
exactly.
that are already there and they can't make money on them?
Right.
Why don't they? There's going to be a ton of, if you have, you know, it'll be a time where there will be the cures and people will step out of line. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon when all genetics comes to pass. And people are working on gene therapy. Guess what? When you have stem cell research and it's working well, you're going to have cures. And guess what? All of this is going to be gone. And people are going to be
Oh, they'll
be
find a
again.
Way to make money with it.
Oh, yeah. They'll find another way.
Nah, I'll tell you. There won't be unhealthy people. There won't be unhealthy people anymore. No, there won't be, Frank.
They'll find
then
something.
They'll be like, they'll have to find a different profession. They really will. That's all.
I heard today
you
that
know
it
what
could
they'll
take
do?
Two.
I'll tell you. What? They'll just have to sweep the floor.
Just have
I'm
to
sorry,
what?
I had to say that. They'll just have to sweep
have to
the
what?
Floor. I don't know. I'm getting really punch happy.
No, I still didn't hear what you said, Suzanne. Say.
I said they would have to just sweep the floor because I'm getting frustrated with all of the people who pay for the medicine, the people who do this. Today, I got to let everybody know about this. My medicine, okay, is not going to be paid anymore for me, okay? I'm just going to do a brief summary of what happened. I'm not going to tell you the details because my husband likes to keep this private. Okay, so I'm going to leave that like that. Okay, my medicine copays are not going to be paid, okay? And the government used to have a program that paid, but because our quote, salaries, whatever, are combined, and he made more money last year, he's out of work now, you assholes. You know? What the hell?
Well,
you know, wake up, people. He's out of work right now. He's on the dole, if you want to put it right.
How did he make more money in the pandemic?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Some people do.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He just withdrew, you know, I'm going to make it simple. He withdrew money so we could survive, but it was in the wrong fashion. Let's put it that way. And they're taxing him like crazy. They're going to tax him this year. He's going to be belted.
Well,
he really is. He wanted
We got to talk to Louis.
Yeah.
I just want to make one last thing. They said this could take 2 to 40 years, 2 to 40 years before we ever find out what this virus was about.
We
may not even know in our lifetime.
Oh, whatever. You know what? I think they're making it that way. If they really want it to be that way, they're making it that way.
Well, let
Seriously.
Them keep on giving us stimulus money then.
Then, yeah.
Good
why
luck
not?
With that. Good luck with that. We haven't heard another thing about that.
I know.
Yeah,
they
said something about it tonight on the news. Today.
Oh, yeah?
I got a little bit about that when I get... Oh, yeah.
Horochi says they're going to do it next week.
Oh,
yeah, really?
How much?
That's what she said.
1,400.
How much?
1,400 or 2,000?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, go to Louis then. Okay,
right.
Thanks, guys.
I'll go to Louis. All
right.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Talk with you soon.
Bye.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 on the phone, if you want to phone in. Louis, the lip.
Need me to hang up?
No, hold on. Just hold on. Oh, we also got another caller, Frank. All right, let me get
somebody
Louis
better
on.
Hang
get
up.
Maureen on.
All right.
All right, here's Louis.
Tomorrow night at the Funnies, and we got to get Louis in here to promote it.
Here he is.
Because I like the way he does it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Lulu. How you doing, Lou?
who's on the phone?
That was
you.
You.
I know. Are you talking to somebody else? Who's that lady?
No,
I heard through
we're
the phone.
Talking to you.
Okay,
we're
she hung
you
up?
Now.
Yeah,
she
you're
hung
on the
yeah.
ringy dingy.
You're
okay,
ringy
how
ringy.
Are you, Frank Perino? I had a lot of fun last Friday. I'm going crazy, you know?
I
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
We laughed, all of us.
Make sure I get the right bathroom with Pat Cooper and Rosanna Dana. I'll get the right bathroom this time.
Yeah, well, you know.
Make sure you call early, too.
You know what we can do? We'll get Lily Tomlin, see, and she can call up on the ringy dingy when you're
all
in
right.
the bathroom.
Hello, I'm Gary Owens, and when you go talk to the ringy dingy of Lily Tomlin. And on Inner Sight on Blog Talk Radio are the Frolics. You know what I mean, you know. And then we'll talk to Rosanna and Rosanna Dana live on the ringy dingy.
That's it. Tomorrow
That's
night.
It. Now I got it.
8 to 9. And we're going to do Lauren Hardy, My Vaccine's Better Than Yours.
Ah, vaccine, not for me.
No, not for you.
I have a vaccine for? I need a needle? No.
You don't want to take it, huh?
One.
Good.
You don't want to take it? Oh, you don't like needles?
I like needles. I got to take a needle for the vaccine.
Oh, you
No,
go?
You don't have to.
But not now, not
work?
Yet.
Do you have
I get
to
swab through the nose.
Oh, you do?
I had that a year
done?
Ago. I went to get a vaccine tested through the nose, you know.
Swab.
Let me ask
you
something, Frank. No,
no
sangria in the vaccine.
No
yeah,
sangria.
That's a good idea. Put sangria in the vaccine.
I'm going to get the vaccine pour. I can put vaccine in not in the cornucopia also and put it in the vaccine in the cornucopia.
Cornucopia?
That's
we don't use cornucopia anymore.
Put it right
I
in.
I think they ran out of it.
Yeah, they did. I don't think he makes it anymore. No, that's not
Hey, Frank,
true. But
let me ask you something. Can I be Caleb and Alex or Shriners Hospital?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I saw the commercial for Caleb and Alex, Shriners Hospital for Children.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
That's Dan
that's
Thomas
right.
used to be part of that.
Yeah.
That's St. Jude's Hospital.
That's St.
Oh,
Jude. My father helped start St. Jude. You know that? Right? He helped start it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He helped start it.
Yeah, he did.
Why? He
had
that kind of money?
At one time. Yeah.
Well, call him
at
up.
One
see
time
if
on his
donate to Inner Sight. Help us.
Nah.
No.
They won't. You know why?
I'm gonna bring you a lovely dog. Love to the rescue blanket as Louis Rivera.
When I first became disabled, we called them months, and I think it was after Danny Thomas passed on, and Marlo didn't know my father or anything, so she was too young to know my father, and it was just a difference in time. You know,
well, if your father helped us start the damn thing, they ought to help us.
Yeah, but that ain't well, huh?
I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen.
You know,
people they didn't
are.
Help me. You know, they didn't help me.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going
cancer,
on behind
you know?
That. All right, in a sight around the world, tomorrow night, the Funnies, 8 to 9. Tune us in. Louis
ladies
will be
and
here
gentlemen,
and,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis Rivera, Rosanna Dana. Make sure at, they tune into the Block Talk Radio on a Friday night, Follies on the Follies. We're going to do Rosanna Dana, and Lolly Common, and many more. Make sure you tune in at 8 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Rosanna
Dana. The Rosanna
Dana
Mumble.
We have another caller, too, Frank.
And you take care, and I'll see you mañana on the Blog Talk
okay.
Radio Follics.
Mañana.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
All right, Lou. Thank you, Lou.
Take
in
care.
A
I love you.
Around the world. And we got a couple of minutes left. Who we got? We got somebody on the line?
Okay, the other caller yet.
I can't hear you. What?
Oh, no, the other caller's on the line. Hold on. They're
there. You didn't wear a mask.
Yeah, they're there. The other caller is there.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
You're on in a sight. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, they're there. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Your mic is open.
Oh. All right.
I don't think you can hear. Oh.
In a sight, and tomorrow night.
They dropped.
All right. Turn the mic off. In a sight. Tomorrow night with the Funnies, and we'll have a lot of fun here tomorrow night. You know, we're gonna find. We're going to find out which vaccine is the best tomorrow night. So don't miss that show. Right here. You're going to hear it right here on Inner Sight. With all the doctors, we're going to tell you which one is the best. On Inner Sight tomorrow night. All right. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer over there. And all of our friends.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. And stay healthy out there. Wild oil of oregano is very good. Kills virus. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Get some of that vitamin D with the sun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, don't forget the Funnies. We'll be here at 8. Don't be late. Get in here at 8 on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have a couple of cats here tomorrow night. And the biting buzzard will be here.
Yeah. She'll be entertaining the cats.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
good night.
Sight.
Good night, everyone.